If your marketing feels like a pile of apps duct taped together by hope, you've come to the right place, because today I'm going to reveal the one idea that sits behind every scalable B2B marketing engine I've ever seen. No, there's no secret hacks, no trend chasing, just the what that turns chaos into a command center. And once you know, you can't unknow this secret, and it explains why some firms grow on command and others grow on accident, or worse, don't grow at all.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And boy, do I have a great treat for you today. See, this episode kicks off a limited four-part series I'm calling The Command Center, Building Your B2B Marketing Operating System. Today is part one, and it's all about how successful businesses systemize their marketing. Next week, I'll map out all of the key components of a marketing operating system. In part three, we'll wire those components to the client value journey to attract, convert, retain, expand, and get referrals from your perfect clients. And part four outlines an implementation framework and the categories of automation that actually help. So let's start with a quick fact. Most B2B service firms don't have a marketing system. They have a marketing a pile of campaigns, a pile of channels, a pile of meetings, a pile of hopes. And then we're surprised when the results are pile-like. Successful firms do something different. They treat marketing like an operating system, a command center that decides what gets attention, what gets ignored, and how every piece plays together. It's not a calendar. It's not a MarTech stack. It's the logic that makes the stack make sense. It's how you turn "we do great work" into "we consistently attract the right buyers at the right time with the right expectation." Think of it like an air traffic control. The planes are your campaigns. The pilots are your teams. The runways are your channels. Everyone is very skilled at their job, but without the tower, everybody's crashing into each other. Your marketing OS is the tower. That's why when you look behind the scenes of companies that scale on demand, you find three alignments, not tactics, alignments. The first alignment is authenticity. What you're really good at, what you're actually great at, not what your website declares in a burst of optimism. It does no good to try to be everything to everyone. The spray and pray doesn't land with the best clients, the ones that have a problem your company is uniquely equipped to solve. The second alignment is audience. This goes back to everything to everyone, and I compare it to the carpenter with a hammer thinking everything is a nail. Your solution should be tailored to a specific market segment that benefits the most from what you have to offer. The more honest and precise you are with who you serve best, the more effective and profitable your company will become. The third alignment is action, because without action, you won't see prospects in your pipeline. It seems obvious that you need to tell your audience what actions to take at each stage of their journey. But you would be surprised how often I see CTAs either not inspiring, misaligned with the content they're paired with, or the worst, missing altogether. When authenticity, audience, and action are in agreement, trust compounds. Deals move faster, retention rises, expansion becomes normal. When they're not, your marketing sounds like a politician at a buffet. A little bit of everything with a lot of nothing.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Alignment beats activity. If your message, market, and moments don't agree, More effort just makes the misalignment louder. If you own or do the marketing for a B2B service firm in the seven-figure range, it's imperative that you systemize your marketing. Unfortunately, many firms think they have a system when they really just have piles of tactics working against each other. And there are five unmistakable ways to identify where you've systemized your marketing or built a house of cards ready to implode on you at any minute. The first sign is clear strategic focus. A firm that can say in a single sentence what they solve, for whom, and why it matters commercially. The sentence doesn't try to win a poetry prize. It just rings true. The second sign is a layered identity that matches delivery. Their outward story and inward operations are in sync. If they promise clarity, their process feels like clarity. If they promise speed, you don't wait 5 days for a proposal. The third sign is intentional visibility. They're findable where their right buyers look when those buyers are actively looking. Not everywhere, just right where, right when. The fourth sign is rhythmic governance. They review the same few leading indicators at a consistent cadence. I see too many owners and marketing directors wander around in the weeds of metrics that don't immediately impact their revenue. When a systemized marketing OS has a simple dashboard that earns its keep. The fifth sign of a firm with systemized marketing is documenting the how we do things. I'm not talking about a manifesto, a codified way they consistently do marketing, sales, handoffs, onboarding, and client success. Again, notice the word that keeps popping up, consistency. Systems are consistency machines. Without one, your marketing lives and dies on day-to-day mood swings. So if those five signs are showing up in your world, that's not luck. That's a marketing OS at work. Or really, jobs at work. And there are four distinct jobs of marketing. Decide, orchestrate, standardize, and signal. Decide is your filter. It keeps focus, trade-offs, and timing honest so every great idea has to earn its way in. Orchestrate makes sure strategy, messaging, channels, and sales handshakes play the same song at the same tempo. Standardize turns repeatable moments into repeatable plays, so Tuesday's results don't depend on who had the strongest coffee. And signal is the instrument panel, the few metrics that tell you whether to press the gas, steer, or brake. Put simply, without decide, every shiny tool gets a tryout. Without orchestrate, campaigns collide and buyers hear mixed messages. Without standardize, the client experience is a coin flip. And without signal, you're flying instrument blind, lots of motion, little direction. That's the spine of a marketing command center. Keep those four jobs humming and the five signs appear on schedule. But let any of those slip and the system starts squeaking. Which brings me to the brutally honest part. What gets in the way of doing these four things every week? Well, believe it or not, there are only four symptoms that get in our way. The first is tactic fatigue. You try a channel, it underperforms, you fire the channel and hire a new one. Rinse and repeat. An OS kills tactic fatigue by tying every tactic to a strategic job and a journey stage. If it doesn't serve a job, it doesn't get a budget line. The second system is identity drift. You start talking like whoever's loudest on LinkedIn this month. The OS anchors your voice to your operational truth, how you actually deliver. If the story and the service don't match, the OS raises a red flag. Then there is the data theater. You get 47-page reports on impressions, but no clarity of whether the pipeline is healthier. A systemized OS chooses a small set of signals that map to business health. The fourth and scariest symptom is single-hero marketing. One rainmaker leaves and the pipeline collapses. A marketing OS institutionalizes what used to live in one person's head. Now, rainmaking is a company capability, not a personality quirk. So which symptom is your marketing showing? More importantly, what is keeping your marketing from its real purpose? Because while the system has a number of jobs, your marketing really only has one purpose: build trust. Because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Well, actually, I think people do business with people they know and trust. I don't have to like someone to do business with them, but I do need to trust them. And that's why I say there's one currency that makes everything else cheaper and faster in marketing, and it's trust. An easy way to approach trust building is to build on what I mentioned earlier with aligning authenticity, audience, and action. See, trust is the glue that holds all three together. For example, before a click on your website is the promise you make. It's the headline, the hook, the point of view that says, here's what we stand for and who we're here for. If that promise isn't rooted in your real strengths, it's just marketing karaoke. During the conversation is the proof you show. This is where case studies, client outcomes, and clear path forward either confirm the promise or expose it. If the proof doesn't sound like the promise, buyers feel the wobble instantly. And after the contract is the experience you deliver. Onboarding, communication, and early wins should feel like the story you told before they bought. If you sold clarity and deliver confusion, you've just taxed your sales team with buyer's remorse. When those three moments tell the same story, you can ask for bigger commitments sooner with fewer proposals, because trust is compounding. When they don't, every deal turns into a rescue mission. Extra calls, last minute discounts, and a whole lot of circle back energy. So think of these three alignments as the triangle trust your OS guards. Keep it intact and everything else gets easier. And how exactly does the OS guard trust? Well, good question. And as I said earlier, it all comes down to consistency. Consistency with your focus. What you will and won't pursue to create profitable impact. Consistency in identity. How your promise, proof, and delivery harmonize. Consistency in your visibility. Where and when the right buyers reliably encounter you. And consistency in efficiency. How you govern, measure, and continuously improve your OS. Think of consistency as a race car. Focus is the engine with raw power pointed at a specific outcome. Identity is the chassis and suspension, which is how the power meets the track without shaking the car apart. Visibility is the tires where the promise meets the audience. Efficiency is the pit crew with fast feedback, smart adjustments. A fast engine doesn't win if the tires and chassis can't hold a line or the pit crew can't keep the vehicle fine-tuned. Your OS ensures all four make sense together. Clients tell me that the first sign their system is working isn't a graph, it's relief. Marketing meetings stop feeling like performance reviews and start feeling like planning sessions. Sales isn't begging for more leads because the leads they're getting are coherent. delivery isn't rolling its eyes at promises marketing made because the promise fits the process. Finance isn't asking why you spent the GDP of a small country on ads because the signals showed the bet was good before you made it. That's the beauty of systemization. It creates a business that behaves like one organism, not a flock of departments. Here's the bottom line. The firms that scale on command don't have a pile of marketing tactics held together with duct tape. They've got a command center, a marketing operating system doing four specific jobs all day, every day, that protects the trust triangle. So buyers hear one story and then live it. Underneath it all are the four pillars we'll open up in part two: focus, identity, visibility, and efficiency. And it all starts with aligning authenticity, audience, and action, so your effort compounds instead of canceling itself out. It's not flashy. It's effective. Unsexy, maybe. But compounding wins are never boring. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking, yep, we've got pieces, but not a command center, let's talk. Book a discovery call at buzzworthy.marketing/podcast. We'll explore how to systemize your marketing so it fits your market, your model, and your momentum. And with that, remember that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.